Is that how they do it in Texas? I think they scream something like, "Yeehaw! Where's my hat, Alice? To the moon!"
Yep.
No, that's not Texas. Hey,
moon, Alice.
Public Texas Radio, you know, we're back. And Alan was just talking about, Chris's commentary. Chris near Las Vegas, he was talking about the many wonderful groups around and the infiltration rate. You care to continue there, Alan?
Yeah. You know, it's like this thing out in Virginia out there. You know, folks out there in Virginia, if any of you listening, be careful about these sheriffs who are all of a sudden these good constitutional guys who are, you know, we're going to teach the children, gun control in school and all this stuff and everything. You know, I bet the same thing would happen if the situation happened here in Texas where they said that, well, we're going to come take your guns. You know, I'm sure that our sheriff, Mr. Mills, would stand up there and say, well, I'm not going to put up with that. We're going to start our own militias and everything here. And I would know that it's a complete caca because I sat there and when a friend of mine asked him, who knew him, asked him straight out, so, buddy, what are you going to do when they come for our guns? And buddy looked straight at him. He said, you'll be on your own. You know, because he interacts. He was a former federal game warden. You know, well, game wardens, they are federal. They enforce federal law, so they're federal employees. He was the former head game warden in the area. Now he's sheriff. And, you know, he's a good old boy. He shoots on a Schitt's and Fest team and all this stuff, you know. But he's not one of us people. He's just there, and he's one of them. And when you to get to this position, Susan knows this whole battle. She tried to get in as county commissioner to actually do something good for her community, and she saw what was brought up against her. You know, I talked with our local representative about, you know, what's it like. You know, so hey Kyle, what's it like on the Den of Vipers up there? And he looked at me. You know, like I said, he looked at me and he said, well, it's not so bad. He said, you know, you've got assistants and staffers and everything that tell you what to expect when you're going to meet a certain group, and you know which way they're going to try to push and pull you, so you kind of know what to expect. And he looked at me, and he said, but you know what? And I looked at him, and I said, it's worse around here. And he just looked at me, and he said, yeah. So you tell me, you know, the state capitals aren't the only hotbeds of evil that are going on, folks. It's around you. It's in your little community. It's the people who were the school crossing guards, you know, when you were in school, and were on the student council, and the ones who wanted to tell other people what to do since they were little. You know, these are the ones that are in power now, and they've been brainwashed and mindwashed, and they are not there for our benefit, I can guarantee you. I'm sorry to say that. I'm sorry to say that, you know,
no,
but have
not.
No faith in the government that we have.
Why do you say sorry to say that? You wanted to say that. That was, you know, that's the world around you, and you want people to understand it. You're not sorry to say
I'm
it.
I'm sorry that
you
it has to be said.
That way.
It has to be. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I'm sorry that it has to be said. It should not have to be said. I would love nothing more than to have, you know, to be living in the truth, the illusion that we've been given. But I know it's not. I know it's an illusion. And they're just, you know, Chris was talking about, you know, destruction, you know, all this stuff, you know, out there in Virginia and all that area. You know, it all started because they were trying to remove monuments. You know, Sun Tzu's, you remove the history of a people, you get rid of its cohesiveness, and you make them just sheep out there wandering, looking for a shepherd to save them, you know, from the wolves.
And then you create a new history.
And that's what they've done.
Right. And then you create a new history. It's definitely
And here's the reality. You know, I see it all the time on the internet, on social media. You know, Texas is so wonderful. It's so great. It's so free. It's not free. It's great anymore. You know, maybe I need to start selling hats that say "Make Texas Great Again." If they can get away with destroying the Alamo, the Cenotaph, the surrounding area, and you know what their agenda is to whitewash it. You know, they want to make it just another mission. They want to make it about the indigenous people. They want to make it about the Mexicans, maybe some comment about the defenders. But if they can accomplish it in Texas, I'll just hold on to your horses because it's going to spread like wildfire.
Yeah, everyone thinks that we're this Wild West, you know, still the frontier and everything. We all ride around on horses, you know, shooting six guns, you know, that we all wear on our on hip rigs. But
you mean we don't?
You know, we up until just a while back, we had laws that you couldn't carry a belt knife. You know, if it was over 4 inches long or something. You know, no, we're restricted. We might as well be frickin' New York City almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. You know, carry a lawyer around with you, get your way. You know, I got my lawyer. Talk to them.
Susan met my lawyer, and if there's any hope for this world, if all the attorneys could be like my young cousin, we might have a chance.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that the Alamo needs to fall, right? You know, and then there's the pessimist in me. I don't like it, but everybody looks at the Alamo. You, from what I know. And what I've learned, and Susan, maybe you can verify this fact a little bit from your understanding or not. But the Alamo itself, it was built, the mission that was placed there was placed on top of an Indian burial site in the first place. Right? Do you ever hear about that?
I hear the Tap Pelham Indians discuss that. You know,
I come from California, right? And I'm going to jump in here real quick. And part of California history, was understanding the missions, right? And so there were these things in California, and they're all, you know, the missions. And so the Spanish, when they conquered, when they took over the South America, that little chunk that we now call Mexico, you know, and killed all their, you know, rulers and destroyed their religion, had to go, well, they went north. They went north on this thing called El Camino Real, the King's Highway. And so the King of Spain, you know, he sat there and made a highway all the way. And along the way, he would put up missions, right? And these missions were forts that would house the troops. You know, because the native populations were all around. Sometimes they got all pissed off, and sometimes they were organized. And so you'd have to, you know, retreat into the missions. And they were there to spread their religion, the king's religion, and so forth. But it was all a holy thing, and so they were killing for the good of humanity. But, you know.
Love the Lord or die.
The same thing happened here. It wasn't just like, you know, they walked into the Texas region, the region that was the Tejas area. Tejas was called Tejas or whatever. I heard a few different variations on that. And said, hey, guys, we want to build a mission. And all the natives came up and go, okay, what is this thing you call a mission? Let's do it. Let's help one make a bell. You know, we'll help with the walls. Right, and then they said, "Well, yeah, we like your God too. Let's do it." No, it was kind of like a you know, you get there, and then it wasn't as pretty as people were thinking. But I heard that the mission was actually built on top of a native graveyard. But you know, who knows? I guess we've been lied to.
Isn't it funny how all those
you know who knows is the people that are digging out there. They're finding bodies left and right, and they're going to, how many hundreds and hundreds or thousands of bodies will they find as they dig up the Alamo and create this wonderful wine bar in the middle of San Antonio to feed tourists? Now, with that, I'm done. Sorry.
Isn't it funny how all those missions had those cross-shaped windows on them that were just wonderful gun slots, you know, for defensive fire and everything? Yeah, missions were built as forts. Why was that? If you were there to spread the word of love and joy, why were they built as forts?
And that's what they're saying, Stephen. They're saying that, you know, more and more Indian remains will be found that's part of the lawsuit that you know this indigenous Indian group wants to be included in these digs that they are requesting, really demanding DNA testing. And so I see that as a double-edged sword. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but, you know, what I was saying earlier is they're not, their motivation is not protecting the Alamo and the grounds and the cenotaph. Their motivation is, you know, moving their agenda forward, which means making it a place about the indigenous Indians. Texas has many, many missions, just like, you know, California. You know, one of the things that, you know, people don't understand is, you know, Texas, I never say this correctly, Coahuilan Nation. Okay, so that was where, that's where the Texians lived, Mexicans, Indians. And there was a, you know, there was a treaty. There was a Mexican Bill of Rights, if you will, and it was a pretty good one, until Santa Anna came in and said, "No, I'm taking your guns. You must convert to Catholicism." Well, you know, you took a bunch of ragtag folks that were tough as nails and decided to come to Texas and settle. They're independent thinking. You know, some of them were, for lack of a better word, Protestant, meaning protest of Catholicism. They wanted to simply, you know, worship their God the way that they wanted to, not the way the church told them to. So, you know, I'm kind of torn with the Indian aspect of this. The, you know, we can go down the rabbit hole with this, but you know Texas has supposed to have laws regarding burial sites, and when something is deemed a cemetery, and you know they tried to do this in San Antonio many years ago, 60s, maybe 70s, when they were trying to build a post office in that area. What ended up happening, again, because of the proximity to the Alamo, they were finding remains. You know, it was a big deal then. But one of the things that took place this fall, early fall, late summer, was Texas Historical Commission did a public hearing. Same thing, the Alamo Defender descendants tried to get that area deemed a cemetery. And what they were told was, until you can bring us actual proof that there are defenders buried there, we can't do that. Well, that's hogwash. It's upsetting.
It's a shame. You know, it's a shame. It's a crime. You know, and
it's a sham.
Sham, too. You know, it's all of the above. But it's all around us, man. And we're going into the roaring 20s. The roaring
20s. Right? I can hardly wait.
Are we
going
to go out like a mouse? Squeaky, squeaky.
Yeah, but remember what like happened after the roaring 20s. I keep seeing this, you know, all over the internet and social media, you know, get ready for the roaring 20s. And I'm scratching my chin going, hey, I kind of remember what happened after the roaring 20s.
Federal Reserve. Good one.
You know, Prohibition.
We're still living under that. Prohibition. Uh-huh. You know, and now we got all this racist stuff that's going on where, you know, they are segregating everybody. And saying that we all hate everybody. You got people saying that, you know, because when Texas stood up against a dictator, Santa Anna, right, his empire coming in, you know, it was Mexicans and it was white people and it was black people. They were all standing against Santa Anna, right? It was because they didn't want to be slaves anymore. And, well, they also threw everything into the kitty, right? Moved to Texas and to homestead. Right? Now get the hell out of Texas, because Santa Ana said get the hell out of Texas, right? Because it's his now. And, you know, it's a tyrant thing, right? It wasn't a Mexican place, and I could hear what the natives would say about it. I want it back. But, you know, who had it before them? And when do we stop the insanity? Why can't we just get along? And that sounds like a Pepsi commercial or something. You know,
and, yeah, with little polar bears. But, you know, as long as there's, you know, human beings here, there's always going to be someone who wants to conquer someone else and take what belongs to them. You know, we've got that going on now with, you know, with the governments, you know, taking our taxes. And if you don't take if you don't pay your taxes, they take your land. And so it's just a different kind of conquer.
Mm. Yeah, you kind of remember when all this stuff started here. You know, I can remember back, and I think I've kind of got it pegged. You know, when they started trying this unity thing, and we're all, you know, we're not different, we're all the same. And you remember that I'd like to buy the world a Coke and keep it company. You remember that? And everyone's holding hands across the nation, and everyone is just in, you know, it's this wonderful society and everything. This is when they started bringing this crap in.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not necessarily crap. You know, I like the idea, and that's the problem with that campaign. You know, I like the idea. And we could, you know, if we just let people be and didn't treat each other badly. But how do we get to the place where we've got city councils and such, like you were just referring to earlier, Susan, you know, that are sitting here hearing the will of the people, what they want, and they've gone, no, 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 you're not smart enough to know what you want. You're not smart
That's
enough.
Right, and we'll throw you out of the room if you do not comply.
You aren't of the right family with the right lineage, and it all goes back to whether you think that the founding documents were founding documents for everyone. There was a whole lot smaller population here. We the people, people being kept the third word into a paragraph, into a sentence, capitalized, has a specific meaning in legalese. You know, people pertaining to those who actually put their name on paper and their descendants. So once again, it was freedom for the ruling class, the ones who were in power at the time. Were they all good people that they were presented to us? I kind of doubt that, to tell you the truth. You know, because this has been a long-term plan. These people don't plan, you know, just for next year. They do things decades or even centuries, you know, long plans. These are familial plans. They do this through their control, through their power, through their wealth, and the wealth that brings the power and the control, because everyone wants money. Everyone wants an easier life. They want more convenience, and that's how they snag us. They get us nipping and biting at each other through our small differences, instead of saying, hey, you know, letting us get together and all decide, you know, figure out that, hey, the brown people, the yellow people, the black people, the white people, the pink people, the orange people, they just want to live the best life they can. But they take it and they use the little things that we have in differences to set us apart and at each other's throats. And it needs to stop.
Yeah, and what stops it? Hey, on a side note, hey, Ken, I lost control over my computer. My son got up, and, you know, he's in control of Skype right now. So hey, we'll take callers. If you want to call in and you have a solution or have a problem or have a comment, yeah, feel free. But, Ken, if you could just yell in my ear, it would be a lot easier if we have a call.
Davey,
I got Davey in Texas. Let's go to Davey. There.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
You still have the lady caller there, or the guest?
We still have Susan. She's our, she's very important to us.
Hey, Susan, have you ever heard of that Los Lunas stone?
No, I have not.
Well, if you ever get a chance to spend a weekend in Roswell, New Mexico, they have a copy of it on the courthouse lawn. You can read about it on the internet, probably. But I would point out the other side of the boundary line of the Republic of Texas, which is a great nation. And if the people in the Republic of Texas, which is a pretty good place to be, if they would focus on and disregard the lie factory and all the malicious idiots running around with their peculiar proclivities and whatnot, I think we'd do all right, really and truly. And my goodness, listening to y'all, in my mind, I had about 100 different things to bring up. But do you remember when the Branch Davidians were mass murdered by the terrorists using military equipment against civilians in collusion with the media?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they had a Harvard lawyer in there, Wayne Martin, and he called 9/11, and there's like 48 hours to that 911 call. But early on, he recommends to Lieutenant Larry Lynch, who's doing community service there that morning, he says, Larry, will you look at this verse out of the Bible? And of course, that Larry Lynch has no intention of doing that whatsoever. And eventually, Wayne asked him again, did he look at it? He said, no, there's other things more important than that right now. And Wayne says, well, Larry, when you reject the truth, you place judgment. And that's really where the people in Texas and the people in the whole world are, because the truth isn't going to go away just because a bunch of idiots watch TV, you know, and believe all the lies they manufacture over at the Lie Factory, which is really a swirling whirlpool full of raw sewage. You know, they're just a manifestation of inverted logic. They have no truth in them. They're not interested in truth and justice because their whole global crime syndicate is about mass murder for filthy lucre. Anyway, have you ever heard of the Heavener runestone?
I can't say I've heard of that one.
Well, you know, just river, north of Broken Bow, Oklahoma, there's Poto, and there's a Poto River up there by the Kiamichi Mountains, and just over that is Heavener,
I know that area well.
Oklahoma. Yeah, right
Heavener,
there on that side.
Yeah, I know the area well.
There's a Heavener runestone. Have you ever seen it?
No, never seen it, never heard about that. You know, but I've been in the Poto Heavener area. I've been all around that area. Like I said, I lived in Fort Smith, which is just right across the Arkansas River from that.
Yeah, have you ever seen that Albert Pike obelisk over southeast of Mena?
No, I've never seen the obelisk, but you know, in Fort Smith, which was a military town, one of the main roads in Fort Smith, Arkansas, is Albert Pike Boulevard.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I've seen Albert Pike's statue up there in Washington. You know, the truth is, man, our country, our homeland here, the truth-hating terrorists have been deceiving people for a long time and not telling people the truth. And the truth is, in Texas, we have plenty of elbow room to go around. We really don't need another 50 million invaders that don't care about the truth. What we need to do is start cleaning up the place and taking out the trash. See, and the truth is a powerful weapon, and you know, it's amazing, really. But like, it's like that turning on the light. Boy, you see the cockroach scrambling to get away from the light, you know, because they're not real fond of getting squished. But the fact is, you know, up there in New York, you know, I'm a little bit tongue-tied here because there's so much to talk about, and the truth is, just like I wanted to ask the question. Y'all were talking about the Alamo earlier. I could spend a couple of weeks talking about the Alamo, but do you know how many Dallas Cowboys were at the Alamo?
Dallas Cowboys? I'd probably go with zero.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's how many Jews are in the Old Testament. And as long as people remain completely bumfuzzled in a state of confusion and they don't know anything true, they're going to let these terrorists that print the currency and own the media run them ragged. You know, and kill them and mass murder them for filthy lucre. Susan, I think I asked you one day on the radio if you knew about the yogurt shop murder case and Eric Mobius. Do you remember that?
And that took place in Austin, didn't it?
I think just north of Austin. But the point is that Eric Moebius in his investigation discovered that they were washing huge amounts of cash through these site-specific murders on commercial property. And, yeah, and the point is that, you know, in America, we should be first and foremost concerned about the truth and then the execution of righteous judgment. Because that's, you know, you were talking about the founding documents. That's what it says, to establish justice. Well, if we don't have justice, the whole deal is null and void. And I don't really believe that some black guy stabbed some Jews over at the rabbi's house last night or night before. You know, I believe it was just another put-up job, like them spray-painting swastikas on their synagogue of Satan gathering spots. The fact is, the Branch Davidians were murdered by real terrorists, and none of them have been prosecuted. Why is that? And it's because
this is not the first time this has happened. You remember a little place called Ohio State? You know, there was even a song written about
yeah,
it. You
I
know,
do.
Four dead in Ohio. You know, this yeah, is not the first
that
time that Americans have turned on Americans.
Oh, there's a whole long list of them, that's for sure. And anyway, man, I'm looking forward to 2020 so people can see clearly, and we'll just have us a global pogrom. The truth is, gentlemen, nobody has to be a Jew on planet Earth. I don't get the hating Jesus thing, you know what I mean? Here's a guy goes around, heals the sick, gives the sight to the blind, and heals the lame people and gets them to walk and, you know, blesses people, basically. And there's these Jesus-hating psychopaths over here, don't even have a copy of the Talmud till 500 A.D., and then they make proselytes to Talmudic Judaism, the modern-day so-called Jews. But they're not the children of Israel. But the issue is, who's going to execute righteous judgment? That's the issue. And if people don't know the truth...
We live in a world of illusions, Davey. We live in a world of illusions.
That's true. And you know what else, man? I remember one night I was laying in bed out on the farm, and there was a scorpion crawling across the ceiling. And I thought, man, I don't want that thing to wind up in bed with me. So I got it and killed it. You know, same way I do with a black widow or brown recluse or a rabid dog. You know, I don't need them in the bed with me when I'm trying to sleep.
Yep.
Especially when I got to go to work the next morning. Happy New
anyone
Year,
who
y'all.
Lives in this part of Texas, anyone who lives in this part of Texas knows how creepy that feeling that is to be laying down and seeing a scorpion crawling on your ceiling. If you've ever been stung by one, yeah, you eradicate that as soon as you can.
It doesn't take a lot of idiots telling you can't do that. You're going to hurt their feelings. Happy New Year, y'all.
Live and let live, man. Live and let live. Just kidding. Yeah.
No,
wow. Caveat that, Susan. Go ahead.
Yeah. The movie Battle of Athens, Tennessee, has been on my mind a lot the last couple of weeks. And you can find the full version on YouTube. I'm not inciting violence, but at some point, you've got to defend yourself. You've got to defend your city and your county. And I challenge the listeners to pull up YouTube and do a search, Battle of Athens, Tennessee. A bunch of men came home from the war, saw what was going on, you know, in their town, and they fixed it.
Yeah, this is what we're fighting against. Now it's here at home. Yeah, they stopped it, but you know that wasn't something that was really popularized, was it? No.
Oh no, not at all. You can't popularize folks, you know, taking their town and or their county back.
And, you know, Barron said yesterday, you know, Barron said on his show,
hold on, Alan.
If I had a button right here, if I had a button right here that I could start it, I'd do it.
1-800-313-9443. We got callers hanging on the line, but call in. Let's hear what you have to say. Republic of Texas Radio. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
It's been here. It's going forward. It's going to stop. I don't know. 1-800-313-9443. We're going to the phones. We'll probably wrap it up with phone calls. If you guys care about it. I know we got Larkin, Texas on the phone. Come in. Hey, Lark, how are you? Good morning.
Well, good morning. How are y'all?
Good, Lord.
Wound up, I think.
Well, I missed some of the story about what's going on with the Alamo and so forth, but I thought it might be useful to call in and reveal a few sources that anybody interested could look at regarding the true history of Texas and the creation of Texas. Ah. Because you know, a lot of us are operating from the mythology, which of course the establishment historians have laid down for us. But one of those references that I can cite that anybody can look up on the internet is a book called The Taking of Texas, a documentary history by Franklin Mattis. And Mattis is spelled M-A-D-I-S. The Taking of Texas, a documentary history by Franklin Mattis, which was published in 2002 out of Austin, Beacon Press. But
cool.
Just a quick aside, you know, I never met my real dad till I was 20 years old. And he lived in San Antonio. And he married a pretty Mexican woman right across the border from California, whose best friend worked at a gift shop at the airport. And as it turned out, this woman, this young, pretty Mexican girl that he wound up marrying, had four children, all toddlers. Their daddy had died in a crop dusting accident. He was a pilot for the Mexican National Airlines, but on the side, he was a crop duster. So he wound up marrying this woman and raising her four sons, and then produced a son of his own with this same woman. Well, this woman's daddy was a billionaire. They owned a lot of land in northern Mexico, and, you know, a couple of dozen businesses of all kinds and sorts, etc. But to make a long story short, I first visited San Antonio in 1974. And I could tell you, you have to just about speak Spanish to even operate in San Antonio. Because yeah.
Even back then, it was about 75 to 80% Hispanic, yeah.
That's right. I mean, it was just crawling with them. Now, you know, I didn't mind, you know, but I'm just telling you, that's what it was like in 1974. But the other thing that's worth noting is that, you know, for centuries now, we've had basically 6 to 8 Sephardic Jewish families that have controlled Mexico. And today, Texas celebrates an annual Texas-Israel Day. And I could tell you, because as you all know, I've been researching communitarianism and communitarian law for about 15 years, that you don't have any representation in government. And if you want to know what's really going on in America, if you want to know really the way, if you want one quotation to remember what it's like to live in present day America, you only need to remember this. And it's basically a takeoff on the Walt Kelly cartoon character Pogo in World War II. But we've got a new word, and the word is frenemy, which is combining the word friend and enemy. But here's that quotation updated for our times. We have met the frenemy, and he is us. And I could tell you that the mayor, the city council, the chief of police, the county sheriff, all these people are communitarians today. They're all communitarians.
Whether they know it or not. Whether they know it or not, they have been indoctrinated into it. Yes, I will have to agree with you, Clark, yeah.
That's right. And, you know, I've identified at least 10 different types of warfare other than the bang-bang, shoot-em-up type of warfare that is being waged against Americans today, and they have no clue.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Americans
are demographic warfare.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to take up too much time. I know you have other callers, but...
Before you jump off, when you look at... I don't know if you look outside of... I'm sure you look outside of Texas and the U.S. and so forth. France is very interesting right now as far as the communitarian aspect of everything in the... You know, I can't seem to place them as the governments go, you know, encapsulated in the EU, and they have their own little, it seems like a communist-type regime or something, and now they're, you know, they're crazy, let's just say, for the first thing. And now they're seeing their utopia that they created, right, with no working after 1 o'clock on Sundays, has been the machines have come in. And so now the technocracy comes in. So, well, if we can't have people work after one, now we're going to have automated machinery and, you know, the computer checkout lines are coming in. Have you been looking at that? Have you been paying attention to how far down the rabbit trail that those folks have gone?
Yeah, I have. But, it's important to note that the law of the European Union is communitarian law. In French, it's known as acquis communautaire. And if anybody ought to know about the superimposition of communitarian law over and upon the laws of nation states or nationalist laws, it would be the Europeans. I recently started corresponding with some people in Ireland and England and other countries because I can't get enough of a conversation going amongst Americans. And the way I look at it is that I literally live behind enemy lines. I'm surrounded by zombies and criminals.
Yeah.
And
I'll agree with you 1,000% there, Lark.
I'm with you.
The people surrounding you are not what we were presented with as Americans. They're just backstabbing. All they are is out for themselves. There is no compassion, no empathy for anything but themselves.
Yep. We have met the frenemy, and he is us. And
yes.
So, I've actually had conversations with the assistant chief of police where I live here in Richardson. And, it was at one of these meet and greets, you know, at a local espresso shop right up the street early one morning for a couple hours. And it's one of those scenarios where the police are there and, they're passing out their business cards with their badge numbers. But I just happened to engage in conversation, a man who wasn't wearing a uniform. And when he presented his business card from the city of Richardson Police Department, there was no badge number on it, but what it said was PhD. And when I talked about communitarian law, he did not bat a single eye. So your law enforcement in this country, it doesn't matter what branch or what service or just whatever, they are in fact enforcing communitarian law, because this is the law that's being rolled out worldwide, and especially right here in the States. It only got ramped up with 9/11 and the creation of Department of Homeland Security and, you know, all the things that were done to basically nudge Americans into accepting this kind of totalitarian system of governance known as communitarianism.
You know, I gotta
I'll have to agree with
all in the effort to keep people safe.
Yeah, that's all that's all
perceived safety. Everything is perception, perceived safety, perceived value, perceived this and that. You know, that's what the whole thing is on. It's like, my God, 2.6 acres in Fredericksburg, Texas, going for $2.6 million. We've reached the big time. I mean, $1 million an acre in Fredericksburg, frickin' Texas, people. You know, this is what's happening. I'm sure everything is happening around you. You know, it's incremental. You know, they bring it in slowly, and it's all, oh, it's good, and it's, you know, but, you know, I read in the paper here, everything that the Visitors Bureau, the City Council, the Chamber of Commerce, everything is about, we need more money. How do we get more money? We need to stop the money bleeding out of the community. We need to get low level, you know, low income housing, so we can stop the bleeding of, you know, people having to go to other cities, you know, outside our city, you know, and spending money to live out there and then coming into town to work. We're not getting all the money. Everything is greed. That's what they've instilled in everyone. It's greed. My God, football even. I'm sitting here over Thanksgiving watching football. You know, I could have stood watching football, which I haven't watched in a long time, American football, you know, with my family, except for they're not even rooting for a team. they're rooting for and against the same damn team because they're playing this fantasy football crap. So there's not even loyalty to a team anymore. It's all to yourself. Loyalty to yourself
well,
and the greed that they've instilled.
As it pertains to property rights, you only need remember one thing. Communitarians don't believe anybody has rights which are unaccompanied by duties and responsibilities.
Right.
So let that roll around in your head for a little bit, and then you will realize what the Nature Conservancy, the Wildlands Project, these conservation easements, these homeowners associations have to do with your supposed right to ownership of property. But I only need remind y'all that the one piece of property that no one would deign to claim for themselves except for you is that space between your ears and that which resides inside your own skin. Now, they may claim that they own that space between your ears and your own body, your own mind. But this is where you have to challenge them, because this is the ultimate. Remember, slavery begins in the mind. And as far as, you know, you have to take your stand right there, you know, with the ownership of that property, which is the psychophysical being, which is you.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Lark, through the school system and through the media, they have pretty much, unfortunately, people have almost willingly or unwillingly given their, like you said, what the only thing that you do own is between your own ears, and they've taken that away from most people.
And Lark, I don't see how you could. My hometown is Carlton. I left there in 93, and I don't see how you hang out in that area.
Well, I don't have a whole lot of choice. I'm poor, you know. And in fact, my entire life is an experiment about in how poor can I be and still live well. Because, you know, yeah. I mean, everything is just clown world today. And,
well, you know, it's like the land I'm on, you know, I'm land rich and cash poor, if you want to call it that. You know, I'm sitting on property here that's worth a hell of a lot of more money.
They cut Alan off, or they cut me.
You know, that'll pay $500-$600 a week. You know, an acre for this, and my God, $500-$600 an acre. That's. I mean, you can't find anything around here for that. That's not even a month's rent in a one bedroom studio apartment around here anymore. You know.
And I understand.
My grandfather's also quoted as saying, well, you know, the way I see it, when the government can come in and tell you what you can and can't do on your own property, that's socialism. But I guess if that's the way it's going, we have to accept it. And if my OPA was still here, I would be screaming at him, no, OPA, your generation should have been fighting this crap, and it's through the insidious, incremental nature of this, it's been allowed to come in.
Well, I'm looking for a place I can live in Texas where I can have the same rights as a prairie dog. You know, prairie dog has been declared an endangered species.
Are
and
you
as
serious?
As far as I'm concerned, that's right. And so,
wow, I didn't know that.
I want to live someplace where I have the same rights as a prairie dog.
That might be in Terlingua.
Valhalla, somewhere like that. Yeah.
I enjoy talking to y'all.
Okay.
Y'all have a good day.
Appreciate your call.
Bye-bye.
Terlingua, I didn't get the joke. You informed me, Susan. What's Terlingua?
Well, Terlingua, you can buy some land really, really cheap. You can live very, very cheaply, but the only problem is you probably won't have any water.
Okay. I guess that's kind of a drawback, huh?
Mickey?
All right, let's go back to the phones. Mickey and... Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Let me just... Get right to it. You had a caller who just finished calling in. mentioning about the Sephardic Jews down in Mexico. And you'll find out, if you look very carefully, do a little bit of research, that the top dozen, 10 or 12 families of Mexico happen to be Jewish. And I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. Vicente Fox, former president of Mexico, he has two daughters. One of them's name's Columba. Columba is married to Jeb Bush of the Bush family of mm-hmm. Texas. Okay?
Yeah.
Now you're starting to find out what's going on in this country.
Enough said.
Fox's daughter, no, my God. Hang on a second. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the end, should I say. Welcome to the end of 2019. We were just about to talk, well, we were just talking about how, hey, it's a big sham and they're all married to each other. You want to continue that that frame of thought there?
Yeah, that was a good point. They all are cousins to each other. Plus, we've had the yeah. Bushes, the Clintons, Obama, the Trumps, the Reagan, not Reagan, we've had a Jewish president ever since Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Reagan was the only exception, but we've had a Jewish-born president ever since Roosevelt. So it's more than just a Bolshevik invasion what's going on in this country. And a Judah coup is going on in Washington, D.C., the takeover of this government, and that's exactly who's doing it. Nobody else is doing it. And look at what happened to Netanyahu. He turned right around, and he's back in there again. They want us to go into Iran so we can take our sons and daughters and sacrifice them for Israel. That's a bunch of crap. People better wake up.
And look at Bloomberg. Bloomberg running for president.
Well, there's 5 or 6,000.
Bloomberg running for president, and it's come out.
Let me finish this. There's 5 or 6,000 of our own troops have died over there in the Middle East. That's a lie. It's over 75,000.
Yeah. And like I said, Bloomberg was just caught using prison labor for his presidential campaign.
It's a joke. That's a joke. And here's how the tricks they pulled. Last night there was an invasion. Somebody went into a synagogue up there in Manhattan, and they said he pulled out his machete and started stabbing everybody. How do you stab anybody with a machete? It's all propaganda. It's bull crap.
It's all perception.
Jews. Yeah, well, the kosher rat pack is what I call them. That's the best thing. The kosher, they're everywhere, and I'll tell you what, the synagogue of Satan has been unleashed. That's all I can say to you.
Insidious.
Hey, thanks for your call.
You're more than welcome.
It's over. It's 2019.
One more thing. One more thing. Boycott Israel, the land of the Christ killers.
You know,
boycott Israel, land of the Christ killers. Boycott Israel, land of the Christ killers.
We hear you, man. We hear you.
All right, take care, y'all.
All right.
Susan. Save it.
Susan. Yes. Yeah, save us, Susan. It's all a mess. Just kidding.
Hey.
I know it's not on you to save everybody.
No, my head's going in so many different directions right now. You know, I just want to live. I just want to be left alone, you know. But I guess it's possible.
They won't leave us alone. Ernie Hancock, Ernie Hancock's saying is, there are those of us who want to be left alone, and there are always those who will not leave us alone.
You got to choose sides. Either you're going to leave people alone or you're going to be part of the problem. I run into that a lot. It's kind of really funny. I see people acting badly and, you know, I don't utter the words that everybody likes to utter. Not everybody. You know, the whole, there ought to be a law. And it's hard to stand and say, well, you're misbehaving. You know, well, whatever. You're not me.
I find it intriguing. That more and more federal level, state level, city level, with all their anti-bullying ordinances and laws, while they just bully away.
Yeah. Some animals are more equal than others.
That's it, folks. 2019, Republic of Texas Radio. Guess we're signing off until next year or next week, whatever you want to call it. Thanks for listening. Thanks to both of you, Alan, Susan. Thanks for this year, man.
Thanks, Alan. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year!
Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.